too often people spend, you know, their entire career analyzing something and then they just never actually take action.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
My mom always said it's rude to keep people waiting. Well, best ever listeners, that's exactly what you're doing if you're not funding your deals with our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that matches up your deals with accredited and institutional investors who want to invest in your deal. Patch of Land literally has thousands of investors ready to fund your next deal. You don't want to keep them waiting, do you? And guess what? It's a lightning quick process too. In fact, the average Patch of Land loan closes in just 7 days. Is a 5 to 7 day close faster than how long it currently takes you to close on financing? And just think, wouldn't it be wonderful to have all of your financing needs taken care of for all of your deals? How many more deals could you close if you already knew where the money was coming from? With Patch of Land, you no longer have to worry about the financing part. They've got it taken care of for you. Go to Patch of Land and find out how to get your next deal funded by the thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Go to patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLAND.com. Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Matt Reiner. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for joining the Best Ever Listeners. Matt is joining us from Atlanta, Georgia, where he is the co-founder and managing partner of the digital finance advisory firm, Wella. He has been in the business for about 8 years. And he is a certified financial planner, and you can say hi to him at his website, yourwella.com. So with that being said, Matt, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Yeah, so thanks again for having me and for the best ever listeners that listening. So I grew up in Atlanta. We started a digital financial advisory platform called Wella earlier in January, and really how we look at it is to be Mint.com and Fitbit combined, allow people to get a holistic view of their financial situation in one area, and then get answers to life stage goals that they may be going through, like how much house they can buy, you know, how long it may take to get out of debt, what they need to save to get to that first million, and then they can track those goals there. And then on top of everything, they have the ability to talk to a real person whenever they want. So we're really trying to merge, take technology and merge it with traditional wealth management to provide individuals with a accessible option that answers their questions and really talks with them and not down to them like a lot of financial advisory firms have done in the past.
When you look at technology and merging it with wealth management, I mean, you're basically reinventing an old industry. And I think with real estate, there are a lot of parallels there because a lot of what's been done now is what's always been done. So when you first started looking at, you know, the reinvention process and identifying a need to merge that technology with wealth management, what were you thinking? What was your inspiration? Because I want to see how this can be applied to kind of the old ways of doing real estate.
Right. Yeah, I think that there was a lot of people getting pushed out of being able to get financial advice. And I think that turned a lot of people away from it. And so given that everybody has a smartphone in their palm of their hand at all times, and that everybody's busy, right? We're in this time period now where the generation, you can call it the millennial generation, and the generation right above that is like an instant gratification generation. And they want to get information on their time, whether it's at their kid's soccer game or while they're sitting at the airport. And then everybody believed that financial advice, you had to go to the 17th floor of that high-rise building down in downtown Atlanta or downtown New York, wherever it may be, and ride up the elevator. And that kind of turned people away, and they never felt that they had enough money, so to say. And so I think that there's this huge segment of the population that isn't seeking or isn't able to find that objective and relatable financial advice. And so what we wanted to do is say, well, how is everybody getting their information today? And that's via technology. And how can we make the efficiencies or create the efficiencies within the process of delivering financial advice and then even possibly onboarding them for, you know, delivering them investment management. How can we create those efficiencies with all the new technology that's out there today? And that's really what we've been able to kind of merge together is in the creation of yourwella.com is that view and that picture that we had. And it's allowing people to access it from their smartphone, via just going to the website and mobilized version of it, and they can get the answers, and they can do all that for free. We think that it's really just productive to provide information because we think it's so difficult. And right now, financial information, if you go out and just Google, you know, some financial information, a lot of the stuff out there is just boring, right? And puts us to sleep. We really wanted to change that, and hopefully people just find value of it that way. And I think that the real estate industry is similar in that sense that, you know, a lot of people have difficulty, you know, accessing it, and some people have difficulty, you know, understanding the way of going out and buying, you know, multifamily complexes or whatever it may be. And I think that there's an opportunity in the space to really kind of leverage technology to open the doors to more individuals. And that's really what we were trying to do with Yourwella, is open the doors to more individuals to be able to get financial advice.
There's some eerily similar parallels to what you just described and crowdfunding for real estate, where everybody is, well, opening the door for more people to participate, leveraging technology, create efficiencies. So with that being said, Matt, what is your best advice ever for real estate investors?
Yeah, so I'm going to go a boring route, Joe, and I apologize. Hopefully I don't lose too many of your listeners, the best ever listeners. But it's really the diversification aspect of it. And I think that what I've experienced with managing individual clients for this 8 years or so is that a lot of people get caught up in the huge profits that can be made in owning real estate. And sometimes real estate provides some of those quick profits for individuals, the quick turnarounds that can be done. And so individuals tend to continue to tie themselves up into so much real estate, and either something goes wrong with the real estate market or something comes up in that individual's situation and they're left with minimal liquidity. So I always tell clients that real estate is a great thing and should definitely be a part of a complete portfolio, especially if you're able to, you know, you have the liquidity or the money to be able to invest in it, but that it shouldn't be your whole portfolio. And this idea goes even, you know, from an investment standpoint, but also just on a real estate investment portfolio, right? I believe that you should be able to go in and you don't want to just have multifamily homes, maybe do, or multifamily complexes. You want some commercial, you want some healthcare REITs, some different types of real estate to really diversify that portfolio. And the same thing goes for when you go a level higher and you look at your overall asset allocation. You want to have some real estate, and then you want to have some individual securities to be diversified. And I think that that's the way that best ever listeners can really do well with their overall asset allocation.
When a client comes to you and they say, I would like to invest, I want some of my portfolio in real estate, what do you tell them?
So right now for us, given the nature of how our firm's built, we really go to publicly traded real estate. So we're looking at different REIT indexes. We're right now doing some investing in mortgage REITs, and then also healthcare REITs we've seen the ability to do. So we like to create this, what I call it as core satellite, in the sense that we get exposure to the REIT index as a whole, and then we start going and starting to pick some satellite areas of the REIT markets that we'd like more. And right now for us, that's really, you know, mortgage REITs and healthcare REITs right now.
And when the client says, why mortgage and healthcare REITs and why REITs, what do you tell them?
Yeah, so it goes from an income standpoint. I think that REITs in general, I'll answer that one first. REITs in general provide a great income stream for investors. And given that our clients have a lot of equities and also traditional fixed income in the sense of bonds, REITs provide a great diversifier from that. I also think that we believe that it's a good way of going and having, you know, helping us with some inflation as inflationary changes occur in the marketplace, that we, you know, have some of that real estate exposure. But from a mortgage REIT space and the healthcare REIT space, we think that the healthcare space is just a growing and evolving space, which provides opportunity. And then from the mortgage REIT side, given where we are with the rate environment today, It really provides an opportunity for these mortgage REIT companies to go out and borrow at basically nothing and then go out and have some of that leverage opportunity. So we're able to get an enhanced yield on that right now. I don't think those are a buy and hold, in my opinion, forever. But it's just given the market environment that we are in and the general economy environment, they do provide an opportunity within that REIT space.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Love it. I love it.
First, a quick word from our sponsor. Could you do more deals if you had more money and didn't have to waste time looking for financing? Are you ready to scale your real estate business and do more deals? Well, let's make that happen. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is ready to fund your next deal. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that has thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Find out more at patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLEND.com. Okay, Matt, best ever book you've read?
One Up on Wall Street. Taught me the power of buying securities based on what you see other people use. Just really simplified investing for me. The idea that if you're in a mall and one particular store is always packed, it may be a good idea to look into that company for an investment opportunity because clearly people like that product.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learn from it.
Being diagnosed with testicular cancer 4 months after graduating college really just taught me that life was way too short and not to waste a minute wondering, rather to get going and start doing and having a purpose to make a positive change, not only in the community, but in the industry I was in and just in life as a whole.
And how are things going for you? Thoughts are with you.
Cancer free for 5+ years, 6 years. Yeah, going. So I'm very grateful for that.
That's great to hear. Best ever success habit you practice.
Just go. If you have an idea, go with it. If you have a hypothesis, test it. If you believe in something, try it. Too often people spend, their entire career analyzing something and then they just never actually take action.
Best ever project you have done or client project you've worked with or your real estate deal you've done.
Yeah, so for me, I'll take two aspects real quick on this. One is that we've been able to build well up to about $85 million under management all organically right now. So that's a very big success because this business, it's really small successes that add up to the really big successes that we have. The second thing is that, really being able to take, I've had multiple clients come in with, big rolling filing cabinets into our office and they didn't know where any of their money was and they had it at 15, 30, 20, 25, 30 institutions, and being able to really consolidate all of that and now give them a perspective of saying, this is how much you have and consolidating it down into, 5 or 6 different accounts. That's really a big success that we have every day.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
I'm a little biased on this, but it's definitely Wella. I truly think that the objective, relatable, and personal advice is not available to the mass affluent, those people with under $1 million of investable assets. And that's where we, as Wella, is focused. We want to do away with the stuffiness that many people associate with financial advisors and allow access to information and individual advisors on those people's time. Our ability to merge technology with that traditional wealth management to provide answers at different life stages, I think that's going to change the way that people view financial advice going forward. And that's an exciting thing to be on the cutting edge of that.
Best ever quote.
This one's a tough one, considering that I have a list of quotes on my computer screen in my office every day. So having to choose one is really difficult for me. But I think I'm going to go with a Thomas Jefferson quote, short to the point. He said, I find that the harder I work, the more luck I seem to have.
How have you witnessed that come true in your life?
I always just keep my head down, right? And I've been fortunate enough to be exposed to different situations. The job aspect that I was able to come into, the ability to start well with a great team. My head is always down, and the team that I'm fortunate enough to work with, their heads are always down. And we've been very grateful to have success in both the firms that we've created. And I think that we spend less time talking about it and more time doing, and that's provided us great opportunities to grow and impact other people.
Now let's talk about kind of a speed bump that was along that road to success. So what's the biggest mistake you've made in business?
I would have to say sometimes you learn from every mistake. And so sometimes the relationships that you get in tend to not pan out the way that you want them to. And you get yourself caught up into a knot, so to say. And I've sometimes given people the benefit of the doubt more often than not. And that's led me to a bad investment decision or a bad partnership that I've had to unwind. And I think that that's sometimes the biggest mistake that I've seen myself make over the past couple of years. And then if you go, I mean, on the real estate side, I mean, that's simple. I had the opportunity to invest in individually in some real estate here in Atlanta over that period of time in 2009 and 2010. And I decided not to go about it. And with that led to those properties having great rental rates going higher and the values going higher and me sitting here on the sidelines. But you know, those things happen. The time, it has to be the right timing for certain things to occur in your life. You have to be able to do it, and the time has to be right in the marketplace.
What's the best ever place to reach you?
Best ever place to reach me would be on Twitter at Matt Reiner, MattReiner, or you can find me at that same name on LinkedIn, and then you can email me at Matt at Yourwella, YourWella.com.
Matt, thank you for sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners, and you know, talking through diversification, the importance of it. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret inside my head for why I asked you how you position the REITs to your clients. The reason why I asked was two reasons. First was to hear the benefits of investing in REITs. And then second, to know what's being discussed between certified financial planners and their clients for this type of investment, so that I know, you know, because I raise money and for multifamily properties, and so I know what type of strong points those REITs have, so that whenever I'm speaking to my investors, I can address these types of points, like you mentioned, where it's the great income streams and healthcare and mortgage REITs are, you know, healthcare is growing and mortgage REITs make a lot of sense right now. So it was twofold to kind of understand that. And I think it's really important to be educated on all the different types of investment opportunities out there, whether it's stocks, bonds, real estates, or investing in LLCs, and know the pros and cons for each of them. And know who our target audience is and what's being discussed with them about the pros and cons. That way we can proactively address those things whenever we're speaking to them. So it's really insightful and educational for me to hear, and I'm sure the best ever listeners to hear, to see how they're positioned, why, based on your experience, as a certified financial planner in the industry for 8 years doing this, living and breathing it, and growing your company to, $85 million under management. I mean, that's incredibly impressive, and congratulations, and I wish you all the best. So thank you so much, Matt, for being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, and thank you, best ever listeners.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes, so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.